This fall, you'll be asked to vote on a massive transportation project. It's called Sound Transit 3, or perhaps you know it by its nickname, ST3. Let's just step into the KUOW kitchen for a moment and imagine ST3 as a batch of cookie dough. Officials have been adding ingredients, hang with me here, adding ingredients, tweaking the recipe for months now. It's been baking in the oven of public feedback for most of this spring, and today, the Sound Transit Board will pull it out of the oven. KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols told me what the final product could look like.
It plugs more of our cities and neighborhoods into the Sound Transit grid, the grid of transit, the grid of light rail and bus rapid transit, and even investments in Sounder. Like, okay, here's an example. Say you work at Amazon,
okay. But
you're a janitor, so you can't afford to live in the South Lake Union neighborhood. In 2035, light rail will make it easy to commute between South Lake Union and, say, Fife, where rent is much cheaper.
All right, so that's the bigger picture of the future of what we might be looking at. How much is this package going to cost?
The whole transit package will cost voters $54 billion over 25 years. Now, the feds are also going to chip in some money, but locally, Sound Transit said it's going to cost an average of $400 a household. That is what they consider a normal household of two adults. So that comes out to about $200 an adult. Most of the money comes from sales taxes and car tab taxes. And only like a fifth of the money comes from property taxes.
So this plan has been coming together for quite some time. What were the big changes in this latest version?
You've probably heard how Sound Transit has been chipping away at the long timelines in response to what they describe as an overwhelming interest in building light rail sooner. They've made a little progress on that timeline. But more recently, the plan has added two new stations. There's a new station at Northeast 130th Street. You could kind of call that the Councilmember Deborah Juarez station because she's been working on getting that for District 5. And that station will serve Bitter Lake and Lake City, which are kind of a mile from that station, and people could, you know, it's easier for them to connect there via other transit connections. And then there's another station being added in South Kirkland, and some people call this the Balducci Spur.
Where does that name come from?
Well, because County Council Member Claudia Balducci has been pushing for this. She says, you know, Kirkland needs to be – her vision is connecting all the major employment centers, and Kirkland was kind of left out of that before. But I talked to one of the city council members in Kirkland, Penny Sweet, and she says, you know, Kirkland is kind of divided on its embrace of light rail. She said, you know, this is the place of self-driving cars and the land of Google, and we're sort of designing our transit system around old forms of technology that she says we don't even know how we'll get around in 20 or 30 years when this thing is finally built.
Right. Will people even still want to take the train or not?
That's
so
right.
What does this plan leave out?
Well, it doesn't build a tunnel under the Lake Washington Ship Canal to reach Ballard. So trains will have to wait at a high drawbridge on their way in and out of Ballard when high ships come through the ship canal. And then there's the timeline issue. Despite the minor improvements in the timeline that we talked about, most of this won't get built until a lot of taxpayers have passed on into a different stage of life, at least. So it's an investment in the distant future. And it's not always clear to people whether they'll benefit directly from that. And then there's the equity issue in the suburbs. Like Renton, for example, feels ripped off. Officials there told the Seattle Times, we're the only city of our size that doesn't get so much as a parking garage.
So it's one thing to have a plan, but ultimately the voters are the ones who have the final say. What happens if this plan is voted down?
Well, there will be no new taxes. And then no light rail improvements, no bus rapid transit improvements. But we have to assume they'd come back with a different package if this one goes down.
That was Joshua McNichols, KUOW's growth and development reporter. The Sound Transit Board meets this afternoon to finalize its plans for ST3.